give me understanding. Open your mouth right now and begin to pray. Ask the Father, open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Let my heart understand what your servant is saying to me. Whatever you want me to know, as your servant speaks, let me hear you. Let me understand. Let me see what you want me to see. Let me know what you want me to know. Let me hear what you want me to hear. My life must not remain the same. I must not return the same way I came today. I must have an encounter with you, God. Begin to pray. Pray this prayer intensely. Pray it. Pray it. You must hear him today, loud and clear. Begin to pray. Pray this prayer. It is not a silent prayer. The Bible says, according to Genesis, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, if thou shalt hearken to my voice, then all these blessings shall follow you. You cannot hearken to a voice that you have not heard. You must hear him today. You must hear him today. You must hear God's voice today. You must understand. Father, let me understand. I refuse to be dull of hearing today. I refuse to be slow-witted in understanding. My eyes will not grow dim. I must see what you are showing me. I must see what you want to see in my heart. I must see it in my mind. Create the image of what you are saying to me in my mind. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, let every be open. Let every ear be attentive to what your spirit will say to them today. I come against every wax in your ears. Let them melt by the fire in the word of God today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, let your word find entrance into our hearts and into our minds today. Let it germinate and bring forth fruits. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The ability to do. Father, release it unto everyone under the sound of my voice. To you be all the glory, honor, and adoration. Let your spirit speak by me today. That which you have planned for your people. To see, to hear, and to understand. Thank you for blessings that shall follow. Because you are the God that confirmed your word with signs following. Great God that you are, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Last week, I started a series on the power of imagination. How crucial what we imagine is in all that we do. Praise the Lord. Because imagination is what is going to determine what will emerge in your life. If you use God's gift of imagination correctly, you will get the right results in life. Praise the Lord. Imagination can also be used incorrectly. And that's why sometimes the enemy takes advantage of our ignorance of using it correctly and use it to manipulate and cause his own wish and expectations to find expression in our lives. But I come to you today by the power of the Holy Spirit that from today, the devil will no longer manipulate your imagination. in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Imagination is such a powerful tool. There is nothing that you can create without that ability to imagine it first. Praise the Lord. That is the foundation of all good things that you can see. It starts from imagining it. Praise God forevermore. And honestly speaking, if we can guard our imagination, hallelujah, we begin to see so many things that God has promised us. You know, a lot of people just, when you say, oh, this is what God has promised, like you have a prophetic word of God for the year, for this assembly, and then you take it and you say, yes, Lord, I receive it. This is what is going to happen. You have to imagine yourself in it. Praise the Lord. It starts from your imagination. When you receive a word from God, when you prayed and asked God to give you something he has promised you in his word, you have got to imagine that thing in your hand. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. You have to imagine it. It must start from your imagination. Praise the Lord. So imaginations are so powerful. That's why we must be careful that we do not allow the enemy to pervert our imagination or take control of our imagination and manipulate it. Amen. What the devil wants to do, I'm just giving a recap of what we shared last Sunday. What the devil wants us to accept is a reality of a picture that he is painting of our future. That's what he wants you to accept. That it's not going to be different from what it has always been. Hello? Oh, I believe this one last year, I didn't work. What's the point? Hello? I've been in this situation for too long. It's too long, can it change? In fact, I have seen so they, I think God's self will be tired to forgive me. Now, that is what the devil wants you to have as your reality and accept it and say, well, this is it. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I come to you with good news from the kingdom of God. For all things are possible to them that believe. If you believe it can change, it will change. Kadaya Baba. There is no, you see, when we come to God, you do not come to a dead end. That's why the God that you serve, your father, is a God of limitless possibilities. Hallelujah. So we don't come to a point where we say, this is the ceiling. This is the limit to which God can do. If you can believe it, it will be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no limit. You don't get to a point in God and you say, well, this is all that God can bless me. Hallelujah. Remember the woman that came to the prophet and said, look, oh, I'm so much in debt right now. In fact, I'm about to pay the debt with the life of my own children. What can you do? The Bible says the man of God, Elisha, said, what do you have in your hand? He said, this little thing is all that I have. He said, this little one. She didn't think that thing is enough to do anything. Hallelujah. But whatever, if, you know, something that to you looks intangible, it's nothing. Once it is in God's hand, it becomes tangible. Intangibility becomes tangible once God is in the equation. Praise the Lord. Ideas begin to roll. And what happened? She not only paid her debt, she had enough for her and her children to live on. Glory to God. And the Bible said, the minute that they stopped, in other words, the minute that they limited what God can do, it stopped. If they had continued, the blessing would still continue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So imagination is a powerful tool from God. God is a gift that God has given unto us. He empowered us with that capacity to be able to imagine good things. You see, without imagination, there is no way that you can be a better version of yourself. Praise the Lord. Without imagination, the reason why some of you will move from not
owning a car to moving a car is because you imagine yourself owning a car. Hallelujah. The way you are going to move from one room apartment to a two-bedroom flat is because you will imagine yourself in it. Praise the Lord. You have to imagine yourself in it. So imagination is crucial to your next level. You have to. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Help me tell your neighbor, imagine. Hallelujah. Amen. When you imagine good and honest things, that's what will emerge in your life. Also, if you imagine wrong and evil things, that's what will emerge. So the choice is yours as to what you imagine. What you put in your thoughts, the choice is yours. If you allow wrong things, then wrong results will emerge. If you allow right things, then right things will manifest in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Imagination precedes manifestation. Imagination precedes manifestation. Imagination keeps you open to possibilities that you can be better, that you can do better, you can have better. Praise the Lord. It is your imagination that puts people that lack imagination. There is nothing that, you see, I was given an example last Sunday. I was just looking at our country. And I said, God is a just God. Praise the Lord. So it's not as if God created us, gave us this black skin, and said, you have the black skin so that you can be inferior to people who have other colored skin. The devil is a liar. That wasn't the plan of God. All men are actually created equal in God's eyes. Whether your color is pink, purple, black, white, brown. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, when you look at things, and I said, even for a white man to have come to colonize us, they had taken their imagination to the level where they could leave their country. Praise the Lord. Because until they left their country, they never knew there were black people. Until somebody imagined a ship on the sea, floating, traveling thousands of miles on the sea and discovering new frontiers, how would they know? Somebody imagined that this can't be all that it is. Praise the Lord. And he took that imagination to a level of hope and expectation. Praise the Lord. And he brought manifestation for them. Amen. So when I look at things here and I begin to wonder, may we not lack imagination? When you look at our country and how blessed the resources that God has put in this land. Hallelujah. It will only take somebody's imagination to have turned the cocoa to chocolate. Oh. That we didn't have to be exporting cocoa, but make the chocolate ourselves and get those people that have the palate for chocolate to come and be buying our chocolate, rather than we buying. Oh, glory to God. I hope you people are understanding. They say we have iron and steel. We can't make cars. What do you think is responsible? Everything that we need to succeed, that every people need to succeed in the land that God has given them, it is in that land. Praise the Lord. Everything this nation needs to succeed is here. Praise the Lord. It is here. It's in Nigeria. We are queuing for fuel because of lack of imagination. Let me just say crude. And we are languishing in crudity. Because somebody lacked imagination. Praise the Lord. Hello? They take your cocoa and sell chocolate to you. The devil is a liar. These things must stop. It must stop. It has to stop. Our refineries, you work. Who does not know that you make more money when you sell a finished product? Who doesn't know that? I have a machine in my house. If I can't tell you how old that machine is, it's still working. No? This machine, they pound yam. That machine in my house is over 40 years old. It's still working. I've never once repaired it. It was made in Japan. Japanese people don't eat pounded yam. But Japanese people used their imagination and sold machine to pound our yam to us. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have steel. We have iron. We should have been selling machines to them to make their noodles. If we were using our own imagination, praise the Lord. God is turning things around in this nation. God is raising people in position of responsibility with power of imagination that will be released to change our fortune in this nation. I can't hear a believing amen. That's the only way that we can get economic freedom in this nation. Otherwise, you can say that your colonial masters have left. Beloved, there is a new type of slavery. It is called economic slavery. When you cannot produce what you use, you are still in bondage. Hello? Imagination is powerful. When Nigeria began to discover this oil, and oil began to flow, crude oil, we came into serious money as a nation. And they saw our potentials. And the people said, what? The naira, $1 became, it was $1. In fact, it was less you get for 80 kobo for $1. $1 was less than 1 naira. Yes. Me, I was living during that time. I still have my old passports at the back when you collect BTA from banks and they stamp it for how much you collect. I remember the last one that I collected then for 1,000 naira gave me $1,800. But because he was bringing us money, we jettisoned the power of imagination as to how to use that money. I can never forget. My father, may his soul rest in peace, he used to say it. He said they are giving people what they call Udoji Award at that time. When we came into money, what the government decided was to give people, just increase their salaries, their wages. Increase what the pension that you get. That was all they used the body for. This one, so that nobody else will take the television or the fridge. They take it like this. Nobody had the imagination to say, can we make fridges? Can we make air conditioners? Can we make settees? Can we make players and all these things? Nobody had such imagination. They just gave them cash. All the things that they bought lasted a few years, and that was the end of it.
God is turning things around in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. I said, God is turning things around in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People will address you the way that you present yourself to them. That is it. They will take advantage of your ignorance, your lack of imagination. That's why we are so import-oriented in this country. We can't even value the things that we make ourselves. It's not good enough. I'm also guilty. Yeah. Because there are things we write, we say, oh, made in Nigeria, Jojojo. But okay, here we are. Hello? Here we are. All that you are making can't even buy you those things anymore. Whether you like it or not, now, all of us now, we are eating made in Nigeria rice. Whether you like it or not, just pray over it. Father, let this rice be sweet in my mouth, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you don't value your own thing, who is going to value it for you? That's it. And you can never improve unless you value what you have first. You can't improve on it. You can't improve. God will give us patriotic leaders in Nigeria. In Jesus' precious name. Things must change. I said things must change. So today we are going to look at two things. We look at more of the benefits and important keys about imagination, and also why we need to control our imagination so that the devil does not hijack it and manipulate us, you know, to do his own will. So we need to know how to dislodge any evil or negative imaginations. Now, open your Bibles to Genesis 11, 3 to 6. Genesis chapter 11. And let's look at an example here of how imagination was used, but not in a way that God has intended it. Genesis 11, we are going to read from verse 3 to see. Shall we rise on our feet? And let's read the word of God together. Verses 3 to 6. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Good. Let's read together. One to go. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Nothing will be restrained from them. Nothing will be withheld from them that they have imagined to do. Nothing. So if they had imagined to do what is wrong, which is in this case, they can't be restrained. Why? Because of imagination, the power of imagination. They couldn't be restrained. And if it is for good, it can't even be restrained. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What they have started to imagine cannot be withheld from them because they imagined it. It started from imagination. But in this case, their imagination was suspect.
Because he says, so that we can make a name for what? For ourselves. It is about them. So their motive was suspect. It was wrong. That was how the enemy manipulated it. And God said, no, I've got to scatter them. Hello? Lest the devil win over them. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. That's another scripture we're going to read. We've got to know how to deal with this. How to overcome negative imaginations, evil imaginations. Second Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. We'll just read that one. Are you ready? Okay, let's read. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. How are we going to deal with negative and evil imaginations? The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, you must cast down those evil imaginations. How do we do it? He said, it is a thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What is that scripture telling me? You cannot know or cast down this imagination unless you have the knowledge of God. Glory to God. So the reason why sometimes these negative imaginations fester itself is because a lot of times we are still ignorant of the knowledge of God's word. Praise the Lord. Some of us imagine things and we think it doesn't really matter. You don't do anything about it. The imagination comes. You know that the imagination is not right, but you just keep quiet. Hello? But until you know that it is a high thing that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, you won't start fighting against it. Praise the Lord. You will be as complacent. You will be accepting it. And the terrible thing about it is, anything that you already accept, it will begin to form a reality. Hello? The imagination now becomes a prophecy. It's just waiting for you to open your mouth one day and align what you say with it. And once your speech is in agreement with it, it goes into operation for manifestation. The devil is a liar. That's why we need to be careful. Because as you can use your imagination for good things, it can also be manipulated by the enemy for his own evil works. That's why we need to be careful. You may be seated. Write all these things down. If you were not here last Sunday, go to the website or on YouTube. Go and listen to that message again and again and again. And I say again. Many of times when we react wrongly to situations sometimes, it's because of what you have already imagined. Because your imagination will precede manifestation. Hello? It will. That's why you just react or respond to something in a very negative way. No, it's because you had already imagined the negative before you acted that way. Hello? So the imagination was already incorrect. So anything you try to say or act is going to follow the incorrect imagination. It will just follow it. Okay. So, How are we going to dislodge negative imaginations is what that scripture says to us. Number one thing that I want us to know of what we are to do. Hebrews 11, chapter 1. Hebrews 11, chapter 1. I want us to look at something here. How many of you here, you have a word of God you are holding on to? Yeah, something God has promised you. How many people have? Glory to God. I told you, you've got to imagine yourself in it. Remember. Now, there's something so important that we need to take note of. Well, because I do not want your faith to be standing or to be in limbo. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of people say they have faith, but their faith is not producing. And they are beginning to wonder, but I have faith. Why is my faith not really producing? We need to understand how faith works. Praise the Lord. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'll continue to say it. That faith does not begin to operate until the will of God is known. Write it down. Faith does not begin to operate until the will of God is known. That's why God will not allow us, you know, to come into an accomplishment of what he has promised without him. You can't do it without God. Hallelujah. If God gives you instruction and say, go to the gates of Lekki, you will meet a man there who will hand over to you. A Ghana must go full of the new Naira notes. Praise the Lord. You are still going to go there with God. Hallelujah. It's not going to be without God. Whatever God wants you to accomplish, it's not going to be without him. He will take you every step of the way. Praise the Lord. Because he knows that between here and that Lekki, because of what he has said, you should know that the people on the other camp are going to resist it. That's why you need him along the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need him all the way. Praise the Lord. So I don't know what you believe God for. And you say, I have faith. You've got to understand how faith works. You see, when you imagine things, this is the process by which it operates. After you imagine something, it creates a hope in you, an expectation that this is possible and this is going to happen. Then your faith, it triggers faith in you. Remember, faith is the what? Substance of things that you hope for. If you have no hope, you have no need of faith. Praise the Lord. If you think your situation is hopeless, faith cannot even operate for you. It can't operate at all. Now, this is the reason why a lot of people say they have faith, but it is not faith they have. It is fantasy. It's just fantasy. Fantasy can never deliver to you the blessings that grace has supplied. It can't. Only faith takes delivery of it. Fantasy can never take delivery of it. You can sit down and be imagining things. Hello. Oh, how you will sit in your house in Banana Land. How, where you see the place where they have rejected you. How you will now go back to them and you will be their leader. You can see, until you walk by faith, you are fantasizing. Your imagination, it will end in a fantasy. But your imagination is meant to lead you to faith. Glory to God. Do you understand what the Spirit of God is saying here? Your faith cannot just stand. You have to know what is the will of God for you. Some will say, well, but I know what the Word of God says.
Just like I teach you here, when you see, receive a prophetic word, go to God with that word until he gives you another word. He has to give you another word. And the one he gives you is equally as a weapon as well as a direction as to how to come into manifestation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's why you need God all the way. If God has given an idea, you have this imagination in you, you can see yourself owning your own business. You can see yourself in a large office. And you can see yourself as an employer of labor. You can see people working for you. And that dream, that picture is painted on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And you say, Father, I thank you for this picture you have painted on the inside of me. I have faith. It shall come to pass. You still need God to take you one step to another as to how you are going to get to that particular point. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it remains a fantasy. It remains what? A fantasy. A fantasy can never deliver the manifestation that you are looking for. It cannot. Only faith can deliver it to you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is good. Genesis 13, 14, verses 14 to 15. Genesis chapter 13. Genesis 13, 14 to 15. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Look. This is why when God puts an idea in you or gives you a dream, the way it moves from imagination to manifestation, you must make a record of your dream. Praise the Lord. That's number one. That's the first step. Number two, you've got to meditate on it. To meditate on something is to give yourself diligently to it. To begin to roll it in your mind. You know, the same thing happens. Positive or negative. If you roll a negative thought in your mind for as long as you do, you will want to do what it's saying. It's the same thing with the positive aspect. Praise the Lord. All truths are parallel. It's the same thing. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, he said, this book of the law, let it not depart from your eyes. Meditate on it day and night. And he told him what you are likely to get. He said, this is going to be the result, and I guarantee it, that you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, for your imagination to move to manifestation, faith and hope is in between. Did you get that? Hope and faith is in between. That is the link between the two. Hallelujah. So, you've got to make a record of those dreams. Number two, meditate on it. Number three is what is happening here to Abraham. God said, look northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all that land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. God is the creator in him of that dream. He wanted him to be able to dream it. Now, this is Abraham that had a conversation with God to say, see, I have no children. I have no issue. No child of my own. Except that which is born in my house by my servant. And God is saying, I will give you children.
You can't even number them because they will be like stars in heaven and sand on the seashore. And God said, all this land I will give to you. He wanted Abraham to have an imagination of a situation that is better than where he is right now. Praise the Lord. So that he can change the picture that he has. You can imagine for him to say, you have promised me all these things, yet I'm not seeing anything. Now, he already has a wrong picture. So for God to correct it, he said, you have to see something different. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to see something different. There is need for you to always to look up. Bring that imagination back of what you saw, what God showed you, that mental picture you have of that dream, of a place that you want to go to, what you want to have, what you want to attain, where you want to get to in life. Continually meditating on it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Did you get that? Okay, let's move on quickly. Number two. So why must we control our imagination? We must control it so that the devil does not hijack it. That's why we need to control it. Praise the Lord. So that the devil does not hijack it. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Have you heard the scripture where it says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked? Jeremiah 17. It's desperately wicked. God is saying here, imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is only evil, and it is continuously evil. So, as children of God, we must resist it. Do you know that the devil comes with all manner of suggestions to us? Bombards our thoughts life. Daily. Anytime. With all sorts of things. That's why we need to guard. Because this is the way that you can overcome these things. You need to guard what is coming into you. You need to guard what you give your eyes to see. You need to guard what you give your ears to hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody once said, he's doing too much fighting in the dream. That people are always fighting him. They are always doing this one. I remember we asked the question. I said, do you like movies? He said, yeah. I said, what type of music? He said, action. I love action movies. Hello. Because whether you like it or not, dreams are also a result of some of the activities of the day. So if the last thing you watch before you went to bed is people fighting and shooting themselves, why wouldn't they be fighting and shooting you in your dream? Hello, somebody. Praise the Lord. So you've got to be careful the kind of things, you know, that you give your eyes to see. Praise the Lord. Because this is a way of avoiding the devil from manipulating your imagination. Hello? You've got to. God has given you this beautiful gift that you will use it to become creative about where you want to feature in your future. It's not for you to be fighting. Hello? Like somebody once said, he said, when you eat momo, 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 momo all the time, then you said you had a dream. You said the cattle was running after you in the dream. No, it's because you have taken his jacket. He's looking for his jacket from you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So be careful. So let me tell your neighbor, be careful what you watch. Yeah. Be careful what you watch. So what are you imagining about your own life, beloved? What are you imagining about your marriage, about your business, about your career, about your academics, your health, your relationships, your work with God? What are your imaginations? What do you envision about it? Praise the Lord. Is it that, oh God, it's taking too long for things to change? Or is it that you'll never be married? Is that what? Because all these things the devil will be suggesting to you. He bombards us daily with terrible imaginations. And that's why the Bible warns us. He said, these things, you've got to cast them down. Come on, say it with me. Cast them down. Anything, any high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God we are talking about? When God has given you promises, the devil comes with his lies. Hello? He wants to wants us to believe lies about God, about ourselves, and about other people. Hello? That is it. So he will come with all sorts of thoughts into us, hoping that we will buy into it. May your heart and mind be shut down against every such thoughts from the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. So is your mind, is your imagination saying that you cannot make it big in life, that you can't start your dream business, that it is too late for you, you are too old, that you've made too many mistakes and there is no way that these things can be corrected? Hello? Is that those are lies that the enemy wants you to believe about God, about yourself, and about other people? That's why some prophets say, you'll be telling people, say, no, she can't change. She cannot change. And I say, who made you God over anybody? Even you yourself, you are not a finished product. You are still a work in progress. Praise the Lord. He can never change. Pastor, is he not the person I know? He can never change. Are you God? Let me ask your neighbor, are you God? There is God, praise the Lord. So I have good news for you, some of you, that the enemy has put that imagination in you. And that good news is, all things are possible to them that believe. Come on, say it with me. All things are possible to them that believe. Say it one more time. All things are possible to them that believe. One more time. All things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe that it can change? Do you believe that it's still possible for your dream business to emerge? Do you still believe that you can be married? Do you still believe it's not too late to have children? Do you still believe that your relationship can be mended? Do you still believe that relationship can be restored? Do you still believe you can be healed? Do you still believe you can prosper? All things are possible to them that believe. God is a God of limitless possibilities. If you believe it, he will make the power available for manifestation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So we need to cast down everything that is contrary to that knowledge of God that you have. Don't allow the devil to lie to you about God. That God can't do it for you. He's a liar. Devil is a liar. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So, beloved, speak. Speak what you believe. That's what you should be speaking. Speak what you believe God to do. Stop speaking what is happening. Stop speaking your condition. Start speaking your position in God. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am lifted above every form of oppression. Praise the Lord. I am seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Glory to God forevermore. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am blessed in my going out. I am blessed in my coming in. Favor surrounds me like a shield. Glory to God. That is your position in Christ Jesus. And that position will not change because of your condition. It is your condition that will align with your position if you don't stop speaking what you believe. Glory to God. I told you last week, I said, look, there is so much power in imagination because it begins to open doors of possibilities to you. When you begin to speak certain things, that dream business project that you want to embark on, you say you don't have money, you don't have capital, you don't have people that will invest in that kind of a business. Forget about all those ones. God is going to take care of that. All you need to do is to believe it. Just speak what you believe. God will begin to magnetize those you need, destiny helpers to you. He will magnetize resources to you. He will give you some creativity that other people will say, I want to buy into your idea. Glory to God. But if you sit down, lack imagination, you don't use your imagination to do anything, and then you are praying, you are fasting. Beloved, you are in a fantasy land. Hello, somebody. I began to speak about something. The project I wanted to embark on. I said it and somebody was there. Out of the people that were there, the person sent me a note. He said, I want to sow into that project. Glory to God. He said, I see you, the way you said it, I see you in that thing. I see you there. So, I want to join you to get there. May God send you people that will help you to get to where you want to go to. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to Jesus. If you lack imagination, you will remain. The status quo will remain. Speak what you believe. Help me tell your neighbor in case they don't get it. That's why you need to watch what you are imagining. Because if you are speaking negative, exactly, that's what you are imagining. Pastor used to say that thing. He said, when you are walking on the street and then your imagination will run wild and say, what if I just jump inside that pit, inside that koto? what if I cross the street now, one car come to jam me? Why are you imagining such? That's bad imagination. And we have to fight it, beloved. You do not grow a God to, I don't know, whether you are an archbishop or pope or whatever it is. Every day, everyone, as long as you are mankind, you will be bombarded with all sorts of evil, negative imaginations. It is your choice to cast them out, cast them down. Praise the Lord. When you see people with results, it's because they cast down those imaginations. It's not because anybody is better than you or because they have a better opportunity than you. No. Equal opportunity for everybody. Time and chance happen to all men. This is how you use yours. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You will hear good news. I don't know. Yeah, you. There is good news coming your way. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for that good news. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. So, what else do I need to do? Romans 12. We need to renew our minds with God's word. Renew your minds with God's word. Too many negative things. You are watching all this movie magic, this African magic, and all these things where they are always cursing one another, abusing one another. Hello, somebody. That's what is teaching a lot of people. That's where you are getting your advices from. That it is from there that your imagination is coming from. It's from such things. People who don't know God, they don't know the word of God, they will be teaching me how I should run my home, how my marriage should operate. Don't you see that their marriages don't work?
Can't walk.
Are they the ones that is going to teach me? Hello, somebody. You are taking cancer from them. From throwing tomato. From Bolaji green pepper. It's a lie. The devil is a liar. Renew your minds with what? The word of God. Romans 12, verse 2. My time is up. God, I've got to finish this today. So that next time, the God of possibilities will visit you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Renew your mind with God's word. Are you there? Romans 12. Yes, read it. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Don't be not conformed to movie magic. Hello? Be not conformed with African magic. Hello? Ah, somebody is doing this thing. You must go to one baba somewhere. No, you are conforming with the world. Yes. But be ye transformed by what? Renewing of your mind. Uh-huh. It's said so that you can prove what is the will, what is the acceptable will of God. His perfect will. Praise the Lord. That's the only way you can prove it. Renewing your mind with the word of God. You need to transform your mind. Praise the Lord. Renew your mind with the word of God. Load yourself, load your spiritual magazine with the word of God. What does God say about this? If you are faced with any confusing situation, get into the Bible. In the scriptures, the solution is there. God is a God of divine solutions. He's always there. Seek godly counsel. Amen. Look for people of proven track record of faith. Talk to people. Hallelujah. You'll be amazed how you'll be released from a lot of burden that is on your heart. Praise God forevermore. If you stand alone, my Yoruba people say it now. They say, if you keep silent about your thing will keep silent with you. Glory to God. So, if we allow our thoughts to linger on evil, then we are already training our hearts to want to do it. What you allow your thoughts to linger on, you are training your heart to either do the thing or to believe it. So, you overcome negative. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Quickly. Philippians 4 and verse 8. That's how you overcome. We are talking about how we can dislodge evil and negative thoughts and how to overcome them. Philippians 4. If you are there, man. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things. Uh-huh. 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 Yes, sir. Yes. If there be any virtue, uh-huh. Uh-huh. He said, these are the things that you should be thinking about. If it is not true, it does not, don't even dignify it. Don't give it any imagination. Don't dignify it of any training. Whatsoever things that are just, he said, things that are just, those are the things you should be thinking about. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are pure, purity is important. If you want to live a life that is pure and that is godly, if you want to live righteously, you have to stop evil at its source. And where is the source of that evil? It's from what we imagine, is our thoughts. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. You must stop it at its source. Another one. Tell yourself the truth of Scripture. We have said it. Meditate on it. Joshua 1:8. 3. Discover your trigger points? That's what we've also mentioned. What are your trigger points? What is fueling the negative and evil imagination that you have? We've talked about it. It's what you hear, what you see, all those things. What you give your eyes to, your ears to hear. Those are the things. They form a picture in you. So what do? You stop watching those things. Don't give your eyes to those things because you know that is your trigger point right now. Hallelujah. So let us stop imagining bad things. It does not help us in our walk with God, and it doesn't help us to take delivery of what grace of God has supplied to us. And that's why we must give ourselves to imagine things correctly and imagine good things for ourselves and for others. Praise the Lord. And we must imagine good things for Nigeria. Amen. I cannot but mention Nigeria as I close. We must imagine good things for Nigeria. And when God put that in me and said it to me, there's going to be a new Nigeria, I began to have a mental picture of what a new Nigeria would look like. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. And that song came, that hymn, and then we began to sing it. And we will see it. Amen. Shortly you will see it. Things will turn around in this. No, we say it, some people will say, how is it going to be possible? How is this one? I said, a lot of people have said, how is it going to be possible before? They said it in Bible days, but it's still possible. Because if God speak, like your sister said, his word shall never return to him void. If it is God, it's coming to pass. You can be rest assured. Glory to God. If it is God, it is coming to pass. That's why I believe for you this year that you will not be limited. But you must give yourself to correct imagination. Seeing yourself wherever you want to be. Rise on your feet. Glory to God. If this word has blessed you, lift up your voices and give thanks to God. Begin to thank him. Thank him for what you have received. Father, release the power of imagination in the direction of everyone under the sound of my voice today. Let there be new dreams. And the dreams that have been buried, let them be resurrected by the power of the resurrection. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that have exalted itself against the knowledge of God in the life of anyone under the sound of my voice, today we cast them down. We cast down every negative evil imagination that has been controlling your actions and your speeches. Its tenor expires in your life today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the blood of Jesus, we deny access to any evil or negative imagination. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. From today, you will imagine right. You will imagine correct. You will imagine good things. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever you have imagined bad things and it has been affecting your life, I command a divine reversal. I command a divine reversal for you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name, so shall it be for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.